Good, beautiful morning, afternoon, or evening, everybody. It's your girl, Sonya McQueen, with your mind, your body, your choice. So yesterday, I go to the gym. I'm usually there by 4 a.m. I leave the house about 3:50. It's less than a 10-minute drive for me to go to the gym in the morning. And there's this one gentleman, and he's that person that's making extra noise, and you're wondering why. He acts like what he's lifting is the heaviest thing in the world, and he's got to release this pressure, or dropping the weights because he feels like he's done so much. And I'm looking and I'm thinking, dude, man, I can lift that and not bust a sweat. But I catch myself looking at this guy like he's crazy. And then yesterday, I'm in the gym, and the same guy. He's doing like the standing row where you have a cable in both hands and you're pulling them back. You're working your back actually with that. And he had one of his legs up high, like chest area, on the machine while he was pulling and just extra. And all I was thinking is, this guy's a freaking nut. As I was driving home, there was this girl walking, and she had on pajama shorts, and it's dark. Why are you walking down the street in pajama shorts with a jacket and some shoes? But then I thought, okay, well, that's an attention getter because, of course, her butt's hanging out. And then, of course, to end the day yesterday, I'm on my way home, and there's this other young lady. She's out, and she's got on the frayed shorts. I live in Florida, so she's got on the frayed shorts, and her behind is hanging out. She's got a head full of weave, and when I drove by, looking in the rear view, she got on a face full of makeup, and I was thinking, okay, you look ridiculous. Then I got home, and all I could think about for like the next 20 minutes was how judgmental I had been all day, how I judged the guy at the gym because I thought he looked like a complete idiot with a foot up there. And then it made me think about the other times I thought, what an idiot. And then I thought about the girl walking down the street in the pajama shorts, how I thought, okay, she gonna get what she looking for. And then finally with the other lady walking with the cutoff shorts off and her butt cheeks hanging out, and how I judged all of them. All of them. On top of that, at work, things, I don't say it out loud, but things go through my mind, and I'm thinking people are idiots all the damn time. So, with that said, I want to know, how often do you go through your day judging somebody knowingly or unknowingly? You're aware that you're judging people, or you're not aware, because sometimes the judgment can be so minute, you guys. It could be so, I wonder why he wore that today. That color doesn't look good on her. Well, I don't really like her hair like that. Who helped her put on her makeup? She looks crazy. It could be something, just a fleeting thought, but you're judging. But you're judging. Now let's think about it this way. You come out. You think you look good. You think you're looking fly. And somebody says, girl, this happened to me. If you guys listened to a previous podcast, you think your hair looking fly and everything, and somebody says, oh man, you ain't have time to do your hair this morning, huh? And they're dead serious. They're not poking at you. They're not trying to be funny. They're dead serious. And you did your hair, and you thought it looked good. And now all of a sudden, you're very self-conscious about the way your hair looks. Or somebody says, I used to have an outfit like that about 20, 30 years ago when it was in. Now you're self-conscious about what you have on. Whatever it could be. It could be something you have on, the way your hair is, the way your, whatever it is. Now you're self-conscious. When that person could have just kept their mouth shut, right? Even if they thought it, they didn't have to share it. Well, sometimes even the thought is bad for you. We're all humans. We have our good days, we have our bad days. Some of us have better days than others, it seems like, but you never know. And when you have that judgmental look in your eyes, because there's a look that goes with that judgment. There's a look when somebody is in your preview and you're looking like, what the hell you got on? there is a look in your eyes that is saying those exact words to that person, and how they take it might mean a very bad day for them, a very bad day for you. You never know. That person might ask you, what the hell are you looking at? And then you might have to either lie, oh no, I was just admiring your, or you're going to get with them, I'm looking at you, you look crazy. And now it's a bigger thing when all you had to do was keep it moving. Every day here in South Florida, every single day, I see a woman with a bonnet on her head like it's a hat. I used to think that was the craziest thing in the world to see. But now I see it so often, I just know I won't do it. And I ask my girls, you know, would you ever do that? And they say no, and I'm good with that. I can't judge people I see with bonnets on their heads out in public shopping. You had time to throw on some clothes, but you didn't have time to throw on a hat. That's what I think. I see the women with pajama pants. I see men now with pajama pants on in the store, and robes and house shoes. It's like they got up out of bed, put on a robe and said, gotta go to Target, and just got in their car and drove on off. First thing I think of when I see that is, there's no way you brushed your teeth. There's no way you washed your face. You out here just the whole straight out of bed into Target person. But I see it so often now. It's like, okay, it's another person in their pajamas, but I don't look at them, because I used to look at these people like they were crazy. I've learned not to look at people like they're crazy, because one thing I don't like is for somebody to look at me like I'm crazy. There have been times, and I go, like today, I have on an ankle-length skirt. It's like a, it's the kind of skirt that would look good with heels, or it would look good with tennis shoes, a t-shirt, and a blue jean jacket, which is how I have it on. I have on a long skirt with a blue jean jacket, a nice shirt, a collarless shirt, you know, like a t-shirt almost, and long sleeve. And I have on boots. Now, these boots really don't match the outfit. I just felt like putting them on, and I was going to change my shoes like I do every day when I get to work, but I forgot to bring a change of shoes, so I'll be walking around. People can't really see these boots because the skirt is so long, it like covers my toes almost, but I know it's a crazy look for me. And so if somebody looked at me and stared at my shoes today, I would feel self-conscious about the shoes I have on because I forgot my other shoes, when all they have to do is mind their business and keep it moving, because they don't have on the shoes. They don't have on what I have on. They have on what they have on. But that is human nature. It's human nature to judge others. Think I'm lying. Ask your pastor, your priest, your whomever, higher authority than you. Ask your siblings, ask your parents, ask your spouse, your significant other, to think about how often in a day they might judge somebody else. And they might think they don't judge anybody at all. But then you might be riding with them and you notice that when they're in traffic, somebody is driving the way they wouldn't drive, so they judge it. You get to a restaurant and they taste something and they're like, yeah, it's not as good as mine. They're judging it. You get dressed, that's what you wear, and they're judging you. So you guys, I just really want you to think about how often in a day you judge people. And even though it's human nature, are your eyes, your actions, your movements letting that person know you're judging them? Because you can think something, and really, your thoughts can mess up somebody else's day. Because as I said earlier, your thoughts often show in your eyes. Let's try our best today to look at people no matter what they have on, no matter how they look, no matter the hard part for me, how they're driving. And just try to look at them with love and care. And not judgment. They'll get enough of that from other people. Because if you notice it, somebody else has noticed it. But think about if it was you and how you would look, want somebody to look at you in those times. And some people really don't care. Really don't care. A previous podcast, I was saying how I was at the store. Of course, I was at Walmart. And a girl was in there with a pajama shirt on. Just the shirt. I'm not even going to say it was a a nightshirt. And she was well rounded on the bottom. And she had on no underwear. And if she did, she had on like a thong. And she reached for something, and her whole behind was out. Her, no exaggeration. I was appalled. I was disgusted. I was wondering what the hell is wrong with this chick. And I know for a fact it all showed on my face. And she turned and she looked at me, and I was looking at her like, sis, do you know you don't have on no drawers and you got on a see-through shirt, no bra? But I could tell she didn't care. She kind of scoffed, put the thing in the basket, and moved on. You could tell she didn't care. Now, for me, it was more like concern. In all honesty, you can't be in your right mind out like this. But I digress, because what I should have done, if anything, was said, hey, be careful reaching up or reaching down because, you don't want any problems. But then that could have led to something, right? So what do? Do you say something like they don't know how they're dressed? Do you mind your business and keep it moving? And if you mind your business and keep it moving, that means not to stop and give looks or scoff or want somebody to see you, because we do that. We want somebody to see us when somebody's driving like a maniac on the road, in your opinion. You pull up next to them slowly and you look at them because you want them to see you looking at them so they know you know that they drive like they have no sense. Am I lying? We do that. We pull up real slow and we look at them and then we keep it moving. That's that look of you're an idiot. Now I'm gonna keep going. So tread lightly today, you guys. It's almost the Christmas season. I talk about mental health here and there. Mental health illness is at an all-time high still. People are sad, they're broken, they're discouraged, they feel unloved, unwanted. People are losing jobs, they're struggling to pay for groceries, they're struggling just to make it. They work at a job where they're not respected, they're not treated right, their jealousy is running rapid. People are against them for no reason other than the fact that they're envious. They go home, maybe their home life isn't all that great. Maybe they're being abused mentally, physically, emotionally, sexually, financially. You just never know what somebody's going through. And the last thing that people need is for some stranger to be staring at them, judging them for whatever they're doing, however they're dressed, however they look. Let's just concentrate on ourselves, what we have going on in our lives, how we want to proceed as positive people in this world. And let's just move forward in that capacity. Because us looking inside, wanting to be better, stronger, more loving, caring people will resonate. It like seeps through your skin. And somebody else wants to jump on that. I was telling a young lady yesterday, nobody ever talks about you or anybody else bad to me. Do you know why? And without hesitation, she said, because we know you, Sonya, you're going to shut it down immediately and tell them to go somewhere with that stuff. Exactly. I don't want to hear it. Don't come to me with it. If you got gossip or something, I'm not that kind of nosy person. I'm the kind of nosy person when I hear sirens, I want to know what's going on outside my neighborhood. That's the kind of nosy I am. Or if I hear my neighbors yelling, I want to know what they're yelling about. But I'm not nosy about what's going on in other people's lives as far as gossip. And I've been like that for a couple of decades. So you guys, be the light, be the love, be the shining beacon, be the person to tell the gossiper, hey, you know what? Let's be positive. We don't know what that person's going through. It'll shut them down. I've said it before, it'll shut it down. But if you give a little bit of love, encouragement, kindness to somebody who other people are looking at and scoffing, laughing, shaking their head, being judgmental, you might turn that person's day around, because don't think they don't notice and don't think everybody doesn't care. All right. It's your girl, Sonya McQueen. Have a great day on purpose. Be kind to somebody else on purpose. Give a smile, a little bit of love, a compliment. It goes a long way, especially this time of year. And if you know somebody who's hurting and needing, it's almost the holidays. If they have a child, it doesn't hurt to buy a gift. Last thing, a coworker. She's not a friend, but she does come and check on me every once in a while. She's on a different floor. She's on the lower floor. She'll come and check on me. And she reaches out to me when she needs prayer or something positive. And she hit me up early in the morning, like I was just leaving the gym Monday. And her son had committed suicide, 28 years old. And my heart broke for her. This is Tuesday. My heart was broken for her. And all day I made sure to check on her and found out that son has two kids. So I decided to buy all the gifts, all the Christmas gift for those two kids. And what I did was took something off of each one of my grandkids' list. I'm almost done with my grandkids. But just to, you know, I mean, I didn't want to spend an extra $300. So I kind of alleviated it. I'm actually only spending an extra $150. But me just telling her that just touched her in a way I didn't really expect, because I was doing it from my heart. But more than that, I was talking about it, and three other people were like, I'm in, I'm in, I'm in. Somebody dropped off $10 yesterday, and you're thinking $10. $10 means a lot. You never know what that $10 this time of the year means to somebody else. So, with that said, make sure your heart's in the right place, you guys. And don't say you're going to do something that you're really not going to do. And don't use empty words to pacify somebody. Speak from your heart and speak from love. You can hit me up at Sonya M. That's S-O-N-Y-A-M at ledbymotivation.com. Or you can send the group a message at ledbymotivation07 at gmail.com. All right? Have a great day on purpose. And I'll talk to you next time.